So in terms of the treatment that is available for prostate cancer, some of you may be aware of these, but these are often governed according to the spread or the stage of the tumour, as well as the aggressiveness, which is governed by the Gleason grading system. And as this sort of diagram sort of shows, that there are different treatment options depending upon the extent of the disease. For those with localised disease and potentially curative treatments, the role of surgery, radical prostatectomy, as well as radiotherapy comes into play. However, once the disease becomes more aggressive or more advanced, the role of androgen deprivation or hormonal therapies also comes into play. And interestingly, for those patients who may have localised disease but may not be amenable to curative treatments, for example, because of their age or medical comorbidities, the role of androgen deprivation can also be involved. And currently, the clinical markers that are used to predict outcome and also govern the treatment are PSA, stage, and Gleason grade. But the real